Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard All for Lena by Billy Joel off of Glass Houses, and I've been playing quite a few songs from that album, and it was kind of known in his career as being a little more, I guess, rock and roll, a little more edge to it. I think that song is a great example, so I hope you enjoyed that one from Billy Joel. I also hope you all had a great weekend this past weekend. I know that Saturday was a gorgeous day. It felt like the middle of summer, so I was enjoying that as much as I could. I hope you all were too. It was also a special day in my family's household. It was my dad's birthday yesterday, so I was lucky enough to get to play some golf with him this weekend. I was also nice enough to let him win both times, but you know, that's the end of my niceness in terms of our golf matches. So he has to. I hope he's gonna start practicing up, because I'm coming for him next time. But it was good to see him, and good to, you know, talk about the Masters and play some golf too. So yeah, for the next few songs, I'm gonna a little tribute to him. These are kind of a mix of songs that we listened to together, and also that he used to, and still does, you know, sing around the house and stuff. If you don't know, he's a huge guitar player and singer, as am I. And he was kind of the reason I picked up a guitar and decided to you know, sing as much as I did growing up. So the first song is To Sing For You by Donovan.
When you're feeling kind of lonesome in your mind, with a heartache following you so close behind, call out to me as I ramble by, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. When the night has left you cold and feeling sad, I will show you that it cannot be so bad. Forget the one who went and made you cry, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. When you feel you just can't make it anymore, with your head bowed down, you're staring at the floor, search out to me with your weary eyes, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you. Now every man, he has his work, you know, and to find out mine, you ain't got far to go. Call out to me with your weary eyes, I'll sing a song for you. That's what I'm here to do, to sing for you, to sing for you.
Calling me out tonight.
sound, I don't hear a sound. And will the devil, she comes to me, says, boy, do you wanna go out tonight? She's got a 40-ounce hurricane in her left hand and a 45 in her right. Hey, well, you'd die in just to touch her, but your heart just wants to scream. So you pull her just a little bit closer and pretend it's all just a dream. It's just a dream.
Fell. And that's my daughter in the water. she strikes somebody blind. Every sign she thinks blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her? Who'd have ever thought? That's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time.
suit on. Time to put your wingsuit on.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap again, you first heard To Sing For You by Donovan. And I first learned about that one because I've mentioned a few times over quarantine, I was standing up in Queechee, Vermont with my good friend Scott and my other good friend from high school, Peter. And we started what we called Fireside Jams, which is an Instagram live stream every Sunday night, where we would play, you know, about 45 minutes worth of music, and then also, you know, take requests and have guests on. And I think this was my dad's first guest appearance on the show. He did To Sing For You, and his reasoning was because that's kind of what we were doing in you know, a time of struggle and uncertainty, was, you know, bringing people together through music, and that's kind of the you know, theme of that song. And I thought it was a great song, and I was so glad he played that one for us, and I've been listening to it since he played it on our show. But yeah, next was The Rain by Sons of Bill, and that one comes from my mom's cousin's husband. I don't know enough about, you know, family relation to know what that's actually called, but his name is Chris Mosier, and he actually hosts a radio show on weekday mornings for Austin City Limits Radio in Austin, Texas. So he, you know, kind of in the heart of the Texas music scene, and he interviews a ton of, you know, local Texan musicians as well as, you know, countrywide musicians, and so he always has cool artists to show both of us whenever we're visiting Texas and chatting with him about music. He never fails to bring up a unique artist that we eventually fall in love with. So this was one that he showed us years ago. I can't remember. I think I was, you know, maybe in middle school, but specifically that song my dad loved to play around the house, and we both enjoy listening to. So thanks, Chris, for recommending that years ago, and you know, I hope he's glad to hear we're still listening to it now. Next was Daughter by Loudon Wainwright III. That's another one my dad loved to play on the guitar and sing. That was actually it was called Strange Weirdos, the album, and it was the soundtrack to Knocked Up. So despite being a, you know, humorous film, it's a pretty song, and I love the lyrics, and That's one of my dad's favorites too. So those are a trio of songs for to celebrate my dad's birthday yesterday. So I hope you enjoy those ones, Dad. Lastly was Wingsuit by originally by Phish, and then this was from Paige McConnell, who's the pianist, and Trey Anastagio, who's the singer and the guitarist. They did a kind of, basically just piano and acoustic guitar, like you heard, album of, six reworked Phish songs, which they recorded this past December over quarantine, released in January, and the album's called December. So I think they're all beautiful songs, but I did want to fact check them a little bit, because in the first verse they said, "You will never win the major by only shooting par," and that's actually not true. In spirit of golf and the Masters this weekend, I decided to dive a little deeper. So, in regards to the Masters, the winning score has been 1 over par. Three different times: 1954, 1956, and 2007. 2007 was the most recent one, when Zach Johnson won at +1, and tied for second was Tiger Woods and Rory Sabatini. So, if any of them had managed to shoot even par, they would have won the major. And also the British Open, which is known for being one of the more difficult tournaments of the year. Since they started keeping score in relation to par in 1937, about 10% of those championships were 72-hole scores over par. So, great song by Phish. All the respect in the world to them, and the lyrics that they wrote, but not exactly correct. So, hopefully next time they'll do their homework before they write another song about golf. Because I'll be sure to critique it. But I hope you enjoyed that one. I think it's a beautiful song by the two of them, the two members of Phish, on that acoustic album. So we'll get right back into the music after a quick PSA. Up next, kind of back in the spirit of my dad's birthday, he used to play, I think it was the first Grateful Dead song I ever really knew was Fire in the Mountain, because when we'd go on ski trips and go skiing, he would always play Fire in the Mountain, either in the house or on the car ride there. So, and it was also probably the first Grateful Dead song I learned on guitar, because I think he used to play it, and I always wanted to learn it, and it's two chords, so it was pretty easy. But it's a great song nonetheless. So we're going to do Scarlet Begonias into Fire in the Mountain, and it's going to be from May 19th of 1977, which is kind of a famous month in Grateful Dead history. So we'll get right to that after a quick PSA. No!
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great. Have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap again, you heard Scarlet Begonias' Into Fire on the Mountain, and that was, I misspoke, it's from May 21st of 1977 at the Lakeland Civic Center in Lakeland, Florida. As I mentioned, you know, Fire on the Mountain was kind of the first Grateful Dead song I ever knew and learned a guitar, because my dad used to play it on ski trips and played it on his own guitar. So that kind of started my love for the Grateful Dead. So May 1977 is a very famous month in Grateful Dead history. Cornell, from May 77 is probably the most famous Grateful Dead show. I mean, it has maybe the most famous Scarlet Fire of any of them, but I thought this one was you know, kind of up there as well, and I enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. But yeah, that's about all the time we have for tonight. I'll send you off with a Beatles song, you know, for the last 5 minutes. But I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you did, be sure to tune back in next week at the same time, Monday from 7 to 8. And I have to check the calendar, but I think there's only a few left. I think maybe 4, maybe 5. So really coming down to the wire. But yeah, be sure to keep coming back on Monday nights, and I'll be here sharing music. So until then, to send you off, here is Dig a Pony by the Beatles.
Celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, do a road hop where you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go. Thank you.
MC5.